Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose Colombo, and it's Wednesday, September 23rd, and 2020. And we are here on the West Coast, and we're having a nice day. Hope you're having a nice day as well. But we do want to remember all those who have been hit by wildfires and natural disasters such as hurricanes and flooding or whatever else you are suffering out there, that our prayers are with you and that we have not forgotten you. And we do hope and pray that your lives will be restored soon. And today on Colombo Chronicles Live, we have a dynamic guest. He's a returning guest, and his name is Dr. Nick Delgado. I'm sure you've heard his name. He's known prominently around the nation, and he is a prolific science writer and nutrition expert in the science of human performance sports. He contributes his expertise in this new book, hot off the press, Blood Doesn't Lie. He is a pioneering member of the preventative and alternative medicine movement with special expertise in nutritional health and elite sports performance. What he says works, not simply because he's done a respectable job of researching the facts, but because he applies this technology to himself and to his clients, who are themselves elite athletics. Nick brings a wealth of real-world expertise to the topic, and his opinions are worth your attention. This is very important information he's going to share today that include his book, Blood Doesn't Lie, because he's going to touch on the immune system, and we know that there are many health issues that deal with the respiratory system, cigarettes, and lung cancer. And now we have this COVID that is affecting the lungs and the respiratory system, and that has to do with the immune system. And then we have, to top it off, wildfires. And some of them, as stated by the law enforcers and first responders, were started by arsons. So those fires are also affecting the lungs, the respiratory system. So that's very similar to what COVID does, affects the lungs and the respiratory system. So this is just adding to the problem. So this interview is very, very timely and very, very important. And his book, Blood Doesn't Lie, is also very important to your health, your family's health, the nation's health, and even the world's health with all the issues we are hearing about today, 24/7. And just to give you an idea of what is stated about Dr. Nick Delgado, Anil Benait, MD, MBA, and so forth. He's an adjunct assistant professor, Department of Clinical Research and Leadership, George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences, founder and CEO of the Institute for Human Optimization. And this is what he says. In Blood Doesn't Lie, you'll learn about promising all-natural therapies for preventing and promoting recovery from even the most severe infections. One example out of many in the book is how to strengthen the lymphatic system and how to dramatically increase the production of white blood cells called B lymphocytes, which produce antibodies that offer protection from multiple types of illnesses. The information in this is highly important. So this is a very important topic and a very important book, Blood Doesn't Lie, by Dr. Nick Delgado, and we are going to welcome him in just a little bit to share with us why he wrote this book and tell us a little bit about his history as a child and growing up as a young man and how he became interested in the lymphatic system, the immune system, and nutrition and sports. And this is so important today because, as you know, exercise is also important to remaining healthy as well as nutrition. And so it all comes together. It is integrated. And it appears that our bodies can't live without one or the other or many of these factors. And so on that note, I'm going to take a break. And then I will be back in just a moment, and we will talk more about Blood Doesn't Lie, which is a very intriguing title.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure, be sure to bring your appetite.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion? Not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone, and this is Columbo Chronicles Live you're listening to. And in a little bit, we're going to be talking to Dr. Nick Delgado on authors and experts. And his latest book, hot off the press, is Blood Doesn't Lie, which I told you a little bit about him and his book before we took a break. But before we get into authors and experts, I came across an article I thought was important, speaking of health and not only physically, but emotionally, because when we have anti-Americans in our public service who are trying to undermine the American system and continually to bash the President of the United States, continually bash our country, our military, our law enforcers, and so forth, it is very depressing for the loyal, natural-born Americans who are native to this soil and loyal to this country. And it causes a negativity, and that negativity spreads. And when that negativity spreads, it spreads on down to our youth. So when teachers are teaching negativity against the country, or professors or politicians are bashing our nation, it affects people emotionally, which affects our immune system and weakens our immune system, in my opinion, as a postgrad of advanced skincare in the beauty profession. And so it appears to me we need to be careful who we elect into office so that we do not get depressed and the nation doesn't get depressed and we are living in a nation that we love and that gives us hope, because hope and positivity brings health. And we like to sing, we like to dance, we like to do fun things, but we also are loyal, and loyalty to the flag and the national anthem and the Constitution and our sovereignty and fellow Americans makes us healthier, in my opinion. While Senator Blackburn declares Ilhan Omar is a threat to our democracy and she demands to be removed from Congress, he wants to see a resignation. And Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican in Tennessee, has torched Representative Ilhan Omar, who's a Democrat from Minneapolis, over the radical Democrats' recent falls to tear down America's political and economic systems. The GOP senator urged Omar to resign after the far-left lawmaker expanded on her calls for dismantling the police to include attacks on the U.S. economy. And she also stated that she wants to have the American system dismantled. Omar made the controversial comments Tuesday during the Minnesota People of Color and Indigenous Caucus, even in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, while they're burning down cities, killing police, civilians, and veterans, and are committing arson and looting. During a speech at the anti-racism event in the home state, Omar told the Crown, "We are fighting to tear down the economy and political system," adding that as long as our economy and political systems prioritize profit without considering who is profiting, who is being shut out, we will perpetrate this inequality. That is very depressing. That is very inciting of anti-Americanism, and it, in my opinion, she must be removed from the People's House, the House of Representatives that represents America and Americans in a positive light, that are supposed to be working to uphold, defend, protect, and preserve the United States Constitution, Bill of Rights, sovereignty, economy, and law enforcers and the military. But apparently she's not on that same page. And I believe that these Republicans, senators, are on track that she does need to resign. Good for them. God bless them for speaking up and speaking out and taking action. So on that note, into the world of authors and experts, and as I stated before, today's very special guest is Dr. Nick Delgado, and again, he's a prolific science writer and nutrition expert in the science of human performance sports, and he contributes his expertise in this new book, Hot Off the Press, Blood Doesn't Lie. And he's going to also touch on the immune system which is very important to all of us, not only in America, around the world, because we're all concerned, especially with the wildfires, as I stated, that affect our lungs too, which is what COVID does in our respiratory system and the immune system. So this is a very important guest with very important information. So let's get started and let's say hello to Dr. Nick Delgado, and we'll be talking to him again about his book, Hot Off the Press, Blood Doesn't Lie. Hi, Dr. Nick Delgado. How are you today? Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me clearly now? Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you clearly.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm doing a live broadcast at the same time that you are interviewing me, so it's going through my network as well. So Blood Doesn't Lie is such an incredible breakthrough book. It basically is the solution to the whole COVID shutdown and isolation. And I know that during the time this was going on, I released the book, but it was banned 3 times. Amazon refused to print it. I had to continue to change and edit. And fortunately, we successfully have the book now, Blood Doesn't Lie. Is that exciting or what?
That is extremely exciting, and thank you for fighting back. You know my abuse, and that's what you did, and you took action. And look at the results. You got it out there, which is so important. We have to fight back for what is we believe is the truth and to help people. And thank you for doing that. Thank you for fighting back and not just laying down and saying, oh, well. And so we're so excited to have you on the show today because you are into alternative health medicines and treatments and nutrition and sports performance, and exercise goes along with everybody's health. So why don't you tell us what made you decide to write this particular book?
Well, I recognize my 43 years experience in helping people to build up their immune system as I was trained by some of the top German doctors and some of the blood hematology, some of the experts in really analyzing the immune system at the cellular level, looking at red cells, looking at the absorption of vitamins and minerals into the cells that would denote a healthy quality looking red blood cell. Also looking at white blood cells. And there's a peculiar thing that happens when white blood cells are deficient, for example, in some of the B vitamins, particularly vitamin B12 and folic acid. And what we find is that the blood, white blood cells, they form what's called extra lobes. And you can see these distinct lobes under a microscope. And we have the sponsor of my programs called Doc Nutrients. So there's a group of doctors around the world who have endorsed the book, Blood Doesn't Lie, for good reason, because I'm probably one of the most prolific and having looked at more people's blood than maybe any human on the planet. And I can say that because in 43 years, almost every day, we've had people examined under my tutelage or observation or directly by me, even at conventions where we would test as many people as would line up during a 3 or 4 day convention, believe it or not. In fact, the biggest event we did, can you imagine, Tony Robbins event with 1,000 people who arrived at the island of Hawaii, and we tested the people day and night for 3.5 solid days, and we actually were able to show people their results under a high-powered microscope. Now, the immune system shows up in a way that's quite unique, and that is that we have what's called B cells, and B cells are able to, when they identify a foreign bacteria, of which we have more bacteria in the human body than we have human cells, or identify a rogue virus, which we actually have more viruses than human cells. We have in the trillions, believe it or not. So the reality is that the body can adapt to the tune of changing over 1 billion different combinations to identify what this foreign protein or this rogue invader is. This is true of you, I, and all the listeners and everyone on the planet. We have the most sophisticated immune system of any animal potentially on the planet because we're amongst the longest lived mammals, for sure, on the planet. There are a few animals, by the way, Rose, that can live, like mollusks or lobsters, of course, can reach approaching 200 to 500 years of life. There's some jellyfish that seem to exceed 1,000 years of life. So the fact is, the immune system that we are born with, under the right conditions and supported properly, is what I wrote about in my book, Blood Doesn't Lie. I explained the 35 steps that takes me only a few hours each day to do, mixed into my normal daily schedule that I completely outlined at the very end of the book, the last chapter, where it says questions to build a powerful immune system, 35 questions you should ask yourself. But they're simple, you know, like things like, are you abstaining from eggs, cheese, meat, and greasy, fatty foods? Because animal products are loaded with microbes. In fact, animal products might be the biggest exposure to viruses and bacteria, E. coli, various very dangerous microbes. And including leukemia, by the way. We've now identified dairy product as the transmitter of many cases of a leukemia virus, according to the early work by Dr. Dennis Burkitt, who published his study about Burkitt's lymphoma in his early work in the 1978-79 when I first met him. So I've been doing this for 43 years, but the point is, it's so clear that when we eat healthy, we exercise, we have the right mindset, we go outdoors, we breathe fresh air, we get outdoors in the sun for sure to get vitamin D3. We do the things necessarily. Even gargling with salt water is kind of a nice after effect after you've brushed your teeth, because the teeth and the gum area tends to be kind of exposed to a lot of microbes. I've even seen things that include spirochetes that relate to Lyme's disease when you do kind of a gum swab along the teeth line. So these things have an effect, and if you're curious, everything they told us to do during this lockdown is the exact opposite of what you should do for good health. Everything.
That's another issue I was going to ask you about, actually, because I was very concerned and disturbed by the fact that doctors who are working with COVID patients and other viruses and respiratory issues, health issues every day, they see them, they come online, and then they're censored. And it really irritates me because they're giving excellent information on how they treat patients with HCQ and other treatments along with it at an early stage and cures COVID. And yet our government and the CDC and Fauci and Gates and all these investors in big pharma and vaccinations are dismissing all these doctors who are trying to help us stay healthy. They won't even mention vitamin D or the sunshine or any of these issues. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think when I've gone live on Facebook and in YouTube, one of the things I've noticed is there's an algorithm, which means that I don't think it's actually humans, but there's an algorithm searching for the exact words that you just used. And what they do is when they locate them, they essentially have the potential, like Brian Rose, who has a talk show, and he moved from YouTube to his own private platform. We, too, have now acquired the arrangements to have our own private platform to talk, or at least to use some of the words that are picked up on the algorithm. So from my perspective, I'll talk in terms of generic viruses, bacteria, the immune system. And when we approach the way, let's just say, allopathic medicine, and this goes back to the early days of Louis Pasteur and the concept of Bouchant and how we look at the body and its proper function. So when Pasteur finally realized on his deathbed that he was wrong, that the terrain literally was more important, in other words, how we foster our body, our sleep patterns, what we eat, our supplements, toxins we're exposed to, that the terrain, that is the blood and the background of the blood and the whole kind of mix between how bacteria and viruses live in symbiosis with the human cells. In fact, without certain viruses, there are certain viruses that target pneumonia bacteria and can save your life. So we could not live in an environment completely free of viruses or bacteria. Bacteria, of course, you've heard of probiotics, right? So the gut produces and is able to acquire certain B12, certain nutrients, break down certain food substances, all because we live in symbiosis. So if you rapidly run around with every known antibiotic and you knock out in an attempt to cleanse and purify, even the constant washing of your hands, your hands have a, shall I say, a special arrangement, again, with bacteria and the environment. And so there's a healthy level. There's a healthy level in the saliva. There's what's called IgA, and it's a type of antibody that builds up by over 30% when you kiss another human. So to avoid other humans is insane. Literally to embrace. Now, of course, if someone's sick and sneezing, you don't want to, you know, catch that particular level of what's called viral load. You get sick for a little while. But in a strong, healthy person, if you did, you'd hardly notice it. In a weakened individual, they are at greater risk. So really, I think one of the great scientists, doctors, a good friend of mine who works with Yale, and he published a book. I'm actually looking for it on my shelf. And what he stated was that during these lockdowns, it's the sick people that should be isolated, not the healthy people. You see, when we talk about herd immunity, David Katz, which I just found the book, on my shelf, and I interviewed him in one of my many important upfront and close interviews. He stated clearly, David Katz, in his book Disease Proof, and the subtitle, Slash Your Risk of Heart Disease, Cancer, Diabetes, and More by 80%. He's a medical doctor and a master in public health. So that means that he studied disease contagions and how to control these infectious diseases. And what he has come out and clearly stated, and I have, again, a number of books, and every book, those people watching me on YouTube have the chance. Here's one called Human Parasitology. So there are parasites. There are microbes. There are the need to control communicable diseases. And when you read a book like this book I'm showing, Control of Communicable Diseases in Man, by Abraham Benson, it's interesting that what they say is every virus has a lifespan. So let's say you get exposed to I'll just randomly, and this I won't quote exact number of days, but let's say you get exposed to the flu. We'll call it the coronavirus, which has been around since the beginning of mankind. And there's various strains and varieties, but you get exposed. It's going to last in your body, even in a healthy individual, maybe about 14 days. If you're lucky and you read my book, Blood Doesn't Lie, you'll learn how to potentially knock it out maybe in 4 days. And that we can cover, you know, at some point during our discussion. But the point is, here's another very important book written, Epidemiological of Public Health, second edition. And it goes through the review of the immune system and all we know about microbes and viruses and bacteria. So, again, all I'm saying is that if a person has a very strong, healthy immune system, because most of these viruses and bacteria already exist in our body. And there was a recent study that Dr. Zach Bush pointed out, a medical doctor who lives in Hawaii. And what he said was that the examination of somewhere over 8,000 people who were tested using gene sequencing, which is much more sophisticated than the very inaccurate tests that they're doing for I'll just call the current virus, right? You know, we know which virus we're talking about, so I don't want to be censored. But the reality
is, we sleep with it, eat it, we think it, we can't get away from it. I mean, turn on the TV, you turn on the radio, it's there.
Yeah, so this test called the polymerase chain reaction, PCR, where they stick something down your nose or they swab your mouth, this test, according to the Nobel Prize laureate who created the actual test, he stated, and this Dr. Moll, he stated this. He said in his discussion that the body, to use this test to detect that type of a virus, is completely inaccurate. It will include about an 85% false positive. So I'm pulling the book off my shelf for those who are doubters, and you know, again, those who are visually seeing me. And it really goes back to an early book written by Dr. Peter Duisberg. And here's the author, the Nobel Prize laureate, Kerry Mullis, if I didn't say that correctly earlier. I wanted to quote exactly the origin of the test. Kerry Mullis, in this over 600-page book with hundreds of medical journal reviews, three other Nobel Prize laureates said this, that these viruses do not go directly and cause the disease. Now, that's, you got to take a moment to understand what I'm saying. The virus doesn't cause the disease. The virus increases in the presence of a diseased body. So when someone is weakened and they've been exposed to, according to Dr. Zach Bush, high levels of, shall we say, pollution in New York, Northern Italy, there was two other areas that had the highest outbreak of this particular virus we're talking about, right? And they also coincidentally had sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, I said that's correct.
So they, yeah, and they also had the highest exposure to Roundup herbicides in the ground. Literally millions of pounds of herbicides are used in these particular regions that I just identified. And so coincidentally, these people had a toxic reaction. And what happens is when the body has a toxic reaction, some of the tissues are damaged, and then viruses and bacteria build up to deal with the damaged tissue to kind of clear it. You know, it's kind of like if you leave a rotten apple outside, you know, bugs come around, right? You know, it turns brown first, and then bacteria and stuff break it down, and it goes back into the environment. But you see, your body mounts because of these B cells that I mentioned that have a billion different combinations to address any known toxin or microbe, short of arsenic that could kill you, obviously, or, you know, some other. But it turns out that arsenic was in the air in these regions. And the arsenic is so toxic, the body tries to shield it and expel it and get rid of it. So when people were put on ventilators in New York and different places, the ventilator nearly killed them itself, the intervention. So the intervention is a type of solution. If you look up under in my book, the solution is there's certain B vitamins that actually attach to arsenic and usher it out of the body. So these people were turning blue, cyanide-like, you know, cyanide, blue, arsenic poisoning. So it turns out certain vitamins under the right condition and the right exposure to oxygen, like hyperbaric oxygen, which they don't even include in any hospital. But in Russia and China, they have a lot of hyperbaric oxygen chambers. In China and in Singapore, they had amongst the lowest level of anyone who died from any outbreak, right? So there, some of these other countries are far more advanced with natural methods, not traditional drug you up, put you on a ventilator, hope you live, and feed you hospital food that's loaded with meat, cheese, eggs, and dairy product loaded with microbes. If you want to die, go to the hospital. That's the quickest place if you succumb or develop. Now, emergency medicine has its place under when doctors are allowed to practice medicine properly. But when they're not allowed, and by the way, I have an opinion, and this is only my opinion, antimalarial drugs work in the short run, very, very short run. But they should not be used, in my opinion, and I'm not giving it a medical opinion, but in my research of 43 years, they should not be used chronically ongoing. They have their own side effects. I would be support adrenal function, because it's the adrenal glands that produce what's called cortisol, and cortisol produced in sufficient amounts is the front line of defense that tells the whole body, hey guys, let's get ready. There's some high viral load that's been exposed, or some chemical or some herbicide and some toxin in the air, and we're going to have to mount a defense, meaning the body can produce, listen to this, 8 million white blood cells in 1 minute, and destroy and remove virtually. It's kind of like, you know, if there was an invader on our West Coast shore, we could have not only the Coast Guard, but those who bear arms. Almost every American is now arming up for good reason, because we don't know what's going to happen next. But we have more Americans with arms than we do have military. So there's a good reason. I was always opposed, and I'm not making a statement here, but I was always opposed because I was worried. You look at London, where they don't bear arms and there's very few shootings and stuff, right? We have another problem in our society with sick people that go into schools and churches and do things and shoot people, right? That's a different problem. And I know this might be a far stretch for the listeners, but those of you who know me will understand that the book Nutrition and Mental Illness, which I'm looking for it again on my shelf. I think I was carrying. Oh, here it is right here. Nutrition and Mental Illness by Carl Pfeiffer, MD, PhD. He says that wheat and dairy products are a leading cause of schizophrenia and paranoia and depression. And he said, you don't load them up with a bunch of psychotic drugs. You have to give them proper nutrition. Find out what they're allergic to, delayed food allergies, put them on whole food eating, exercise, everything that I advocate in my book, Blood Doesn't Lie. And so this science, someday America will wake up and know. And I believe there are a few spokespersons talking about this, but they're censored so quickly that none of the general public to the general media. And answer to your original question, I don't know if this has been verified, but 480 media stations were bought by, how shall we call it, this guy that used to own Microsoft, along with this country that's rivaling us.
Yeah.
That I tend to love Asian food. It's called like Chinese food. But something about that country and him and the Wuhan area, the lab and all that. I really don't think they actually invented the virus. I think that when – I can't even talk about telephone towers. I won't call it – but in Spanish, it's cinco, right? And then G, I don't know how to pronounce it, but I'm not going to say it because it will be censored. I trust you. Trust me, it will be censored. So I say all this because if they suppress what the public hears, except like a station like yours where you're obviously openly letting me say things, and I have to be careful because I'm a very outspoken person, but I do know that it is to influence the coming election – November 3rd, and it's tough, an American, and grow up in a country that I thought we were free.
No, we're not free, and we're being enslaved every single day, and social media is out of control, and it's a monopoly, and it needs to be broken up, and why the senators haven't done that is beyond me, and they are actually controlling the constitutional right to freedom of speech, which there is freedom of speech, there is pure speech, there is hate speech, and there is opinions and facts and so forth. So it is their way or the highway, which is the left, the extreme left. And because this system is being allowed to monopolize the nation and the Constitution and freedom of speech, and they are not breaking it up, is a disease. It's a sickness. It's an illness that's spreading and depressing people, because not only you, I've been suspended so many times because I am never going to be politically correct ever. So to me, political correctness is communism, period. When you tell me to shut up because, or you accuse me of hate speech by a corporate billionaire, I should tell him to shut up, because you know what? This is America, and I'm an American born on this soil, innate to this soil, and I pay taxes for his products over the years, and my parents and grandparents and so forth, like yours and every other loyal American. And to have these corporate people turn on us like that, because they want control and power to spy and track and trace. Who gave them this power is the question blowing in the wind. Who gave them our taxpayer? I wrote a whole art blog on this one and sent it to the FCC for years, and nobody answers me. Who granted the cable corporations the right to hijack our public airways that we pay taxes for, and where are our taxes going, since we now can no longer plug our TVs into the wall and watch television? We have to pay cable CEOs who became billionaires to access our own public airways that we pay taxes to maintain. And so this all boils back down to not getting information from Dr. Nick Delgado and all of these credible doctors who are saying, this is how you can protect your immune system. These are the things you need. I couldn't even put on there what my grandmother gave us as kids, or even the sunshine, and it was false information. How about that?
And it's shocking that what you're talking about, that your grandmother, my grandmother, and by the way, my grandma Emmy, she was an amazing woman. She would talk about, don't ever inject monkey pus. You know, she told my mom and dad, don't let them inject monkey pus into your children. And I'm not going to use the word, I'll call it the V. It starts with a V, mm-hmm. and they inject it, and it supposedly improves your immune system. And I thought, that is very strange. And then years later, I found out they would kind of use these infected sores, pusses from cows and monkeys and butterflies and caterpillars and weird. And I was like, are you kidding? My grandmother was right. And mm-hmm. and we never inject any of my children. None of my children were ever given the V. And
no,
it's not that I'm anti-V. I'm pro-life, and I want to make sure it's tested, and I have the right to sue a company if they damage our children. And I am so sad to tell you that my 31-year-old son, Lance, when he was born, they injected a mercury-loaded V. And at the time, it was disguised, and I was unclear. And I feel so guilty about, but it was for Rh factor, Rh positive and negative. And they said, if we don't do this, your wife is Rh positive, you're Rh negative, and the baby could damage the baby. And so they worded it that way. And when they injected him in 1984 in the womb, he was born because of a load of mercury that was so high and toxic. They banned that particular type of, it's called Rogam. And they banned it in 2003 because it had damaged and destroyed the brain of so many children. And I never had a recourse. I never was able to trace it back, except Dr. Mayer Eisenstein, who has since passed on, of Home First, and a big advocate of vitamin D3 and natural methods. And he advocated V-free, you know, not using it on the children during the various stages that are all, what, there's 40, 50, or 60 mandatory in line. And the incidence of autism went from 1 in 5,000 to 1 in 2,000 to 1 in 500 and now 1 in 8, particularly damaging boys. And that's what I've lived with for 30 years. And it's why I am so outspoken. And I attempted to release a book on this subject, but it was censored. And I can't. Even Amazon will not let me use the words of the V word.
That's what I'm saying, is that they have granted somebody, FCC, the federal government, these people have granted the authority of the cable corporate CEOs who've made themselves billionaires and millionaires, they have granted them the authority to hijack our public airwaves and freedom of speech. And this has to be come to, the American people need to rise up, and they need to start pounding on the doors peacefully of their congressmen like the left does. They have no problem getting what they want and saying, hey, you know, we want answers and we demand hearings. We are filing our grievances here and we demand answers to all these questions because we have a right to give our opinions and our facts and to use the media and not be discriminated against because you're not on the left. And that's what it's all about. And you're not a member of the, let's say, NWO, we won't say that word either, and the UN Agenda 21, a depopulation
right.
program, and the redistribution of wealth, which is what they are in. That's what the Green New Deal is all about, is getting rid of all natural, healthy foods and controlling, and this is my opinion, what the lockdown is all about, destroying the middle class and destroying healthy foods and taking hostage the food industry, the medical industry, and which is undermining the American system. Because what happens when you can, when we're already being rationed and denied foods and supplies, and we're already standing in lines like Venezuela, 6 feet apart with these Gestapos, these brown shirts telling us you're getting too close and putting arrows on the floor and telling you which way you can walk down their aisles. Give me a break. That is not Americanism. That is communism. And it's called progressivism, which is the same thing, but they're softening it with the word progressivism. And so this all goes back to you, Dr. Nick Delgado, goes back to you and all the doctors who know the truth that we have natural foods and natural ways to help keep our immune system strong, and they're trying to deny us that right. So I am so proud of you for writing this book and fighting back for it. It's so important to the nation and to the rest of the world, in my opinion.
It is, and I am proud to have written this book. They can't burn it until they buy it and they try and confiscate the book. So right now, it's got 5-star reviews on Amazon. I removed 240 words that they felt was objectionable, and I made it as, shall I say, alluding to the conditions. So when you read the book, those of you who kind of know me will know what I'm referring to as I go through, and this incredible book that's endorsed by Joseph Maroon, who's a clinical professor of neurology and surgery. He's the Pittsburgh Steelers team physician. Mark Victor Hansen, who you may know of course, who wrote the co-authored the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Dr. Neil Bastianath, an amazing medical doctor who understands the terrain. Even though he practices allopathic medicine, he knows vitamins, minerals, whole food, exercise, nutrition. But he's very careful when he comes on my shows because he knows I have one of our people that's chimed in on YouTube, Elena, and she's asking, why is it that your show has so few views compared to other with less devoid, as she says, devoid of incredible knowledge and information? And how shall I say, flagged. We got flagged, and I noticed we went from thousands and thousands and thousands of views. We have 1.4 million views overall, down to 3 or 4 or 5 views each day. True story. So that's why we
totally.
Are.
I did a whole report for a whole year and collecting it. A lot of effort, time, and money on my part to put this discrimination against the right together, and I submitted it to a couple of senators, but never heard back from them and the AG. But I'm still going to keep pursuing it because I did a public page and I was getting thousands of people, thousands and thousands immediately, and Facebook shut me down. They said you cannot post. And then they said, we're not adding any more people to your public page, and we're thinking about taking it down. Well, they did take it down.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I learned early on that when I had what others might call progressive, others might say radical opinions, when you know the truth, you can't shut someone up, but you almost, like the Matrix movie, have to go underground and you have to start talking to those who are your tribe and get together. That's why they have us walk 6 feet apart so the cameras can monitor us. That's why they don't want us to congregate at churches, at group meetings, at athletic events. They don't want us to, because it's prior to the election and the truth will get out amongst people to see that these other people,
when these other people parade without
masks, and there's no increased incidence of outbreak of disease, and they're not even required to wear masks when they're out there rioting and burning statues. And I literally went to Huntington Beach where these rioters were, right? And I rode my bike there in and out where they had their signs, and there was a whole row of – there was like a military tank. There was or one of those armored trucks, you know, to haul people away. There was a whole row of officers with literally machine guns. And these people were, quote-unquote, protesting peacefully. And I noticed that people were carrying pizzas up to the people. And I talked to a few of them because they thought I was one of them, because I was on a bicycle and I was in shorts. You know what I mean? And,
yeah, my daughter
and they said, hey,
and
you want some free pizza? Yeah. They say, hey, you want some free pizza? And by the way, you know, we're paid to do this. And you hear the guy with the last name starting with an S, a billionaire, that has direct connections to all these people, right? And he wants the world to think that – good citizens are rioting against our government and our police and taxpayers, when in reality these people are paid, and a few of them mixed in are you know, they're maybe, shall we say, kids of wealthy families, and they think it's kind of cool, so they're showing up. And granted, I'm the first to say that minorities in many cases over the generations have been mistreated. But every minority that comes to America who's the bottom of the rung starts up, and through hard work and discipline and legal, law-abiding, you know, approaches, work their way up. I mean, you know, I worked my way up from poverty.
This has been manipulation by the left for a very long time, and they have been brainwashing the young people that we're an evil country, that we don't care about minorities. And, okay, so every minority, I mean, my grandparents lived in an Italian neighborhood when they came here because they were discriminated against, but they still worked hard and they still built their own, you know, made their own money, and they didn't go on welfare. They took care of their own family and so forth. And that's what every other ethnicity that came here did. And so the one thing about America is that everybody has the opportunity to peacefully protest, to work within the system and change it. When the mainstream media is objective, like it used to be, and shows the injustices and shows both sides of the story. Today with social media, you're getting clips of fake, you don't know if it's a hologram, you don't know if it's, you know, fake. I mean, they can do so much with media today that they can take someone and it'll look exactly like you, and it may not be you. So there's so much going on today with the social media. People are seeing a clip, and then they're thinking, oh, my God, that officer just cold-bloodedly shot that person. They're not seeing the other side of the story. And here we have all these riots going on. And so we saw that with Justice Kavanaugh when they were accusing him of being guilty, and they turned a job training program nomination into a criminal trial and found him guilty with no evidence. this is where we're at, Dr. Delgado, and this is depressing people in America and causing fear along with this COVID misinformation and the numbers being jacked up. And all these people that were healthy sent to nursing homes, and Cuomo ordering patients who were infected into nursing homes, thousands died. And then in California, Governor Newsom ordered COVID patients from Chino Prison into San Quentin Prison, where there was no COVID. And I think it was, don't quote me, but I believe it was 200 prisoners died. So
yes.
This is very, very serious how they are trying to keep the numbers increased, which also makes me wonder about the wildfires, because they are burning down rural areas. And that means less oxygen, less trees, less oxygen, less plants. And it also means that the smoke is also causing respiratory and lung problems, which are going to be called COVID cases.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
You know, to an extent, yeah. Dr. Zach Bush, medical doctor, he has a very strong sense that some of these chemical pollutants from big manufacturing plants, and now, as you mentioned, from the forest fires, it's interesting, and again, if you look to ecology, and not that I'm a forester and understand, you know, all the in and outs of plantations and so forth, but for the first time, I'm growing my own fruits and vegetables in my backyard and having a good time with it. But I read up that, you know, these forest fires, you know, sometimes they clear up, you know, a lot of dry wood and dry grass and things, and then a whole new greenery comes in. So the challenge is exactly what you said. What is the agenda? Has someone done something, you know, to trigger these diversions
the fires you're talking about that control them, they are controlled fires. And they do exactly what you said. They prevent forest fires, which is what they were supposed to be doing, but they haven't used the federal funds to do that, which is very interesting that they did not do that. And so who knows where all that money goes. So they did not control those areas and do exactly what you said, controlled fires. These are wildfires out of control that burn down millions and millions of acres, and it takes 25 years to grow a eucalyptus tree, one eucalyptus tree.
Wow.
So,
and you know,
we've
eucalyptus
lost a lot of
oil,
oxygen.
Yeah, and eucalyptus oil, you put on the skin, protects you from mosquitoes. And there's some West Nile mosquito outbreaks. You know, of course, these vectors, you know, mosquitoes can inject, you know, the body and cause a reaction. And you know, which leads me back full circle. What would you want to do to have a strong immune system, knowing that you have the ability within your body by following a series of simple steps that I can summarize into 5 steps without getting into the detail of the 35 steps that are in the book. But in my book, you know, we talk about, you know, how can we support a strong, healthy immune system? Because what we're being led to believe right now is until this V comes out and we inject millions of people, we're having to hide, you know, literally hide in our homes or not being allowed to go to work. And as you so aptly pointed out, what was the devastation to the middle class that worked so hard to build a small business? And small business is defined as anywhere from, you know, making $500 profit to $5 million profit. And so most of the workers, and I might be stretching myself here, but a large number of U.S. population employed people are attached to small businesses. The business I work with had multiple people working, and it was very stressful to go through what we were told was going to be a few weeks, then a few months, and now it's still stretched, and we're still leaving the elements of so-called And by the way, there's a guy, Sean Stevenson, who has a website and has, I believe, over 1 million views. And he talks about the history of mask wear. Let me just use the word M wearing, right? M wearing, right? And the idea started in surgical houses, and they found that the transmission with and without the use of these, the only thing that was controlled was typhoid, a type of bacteria, a large bacteria. Bacteria can be larger and to some degree filtered. But if you want to have a breeding place of warm 72 to 90 degree underneath this M covering your face, it's a breeding ground for more bacteria and viruses. Every time you exhale your breath, there is literally 300 million viruses that expel out of every human's mouth. So breathing in and out is a natural process, but when it gets trapped under one of those M covering your face, it cultures. It meaning bacteria and viruses culture, and you can grow some pretty serious microbes under there. In other words, it
thank
could reach
the level
much of
for
a viral
that because,
load.
Yes, and thank you very much for mentioning that, because that's one of my big, big concerns after being in the beauty industry for many years. That was one of my big concerns, and I start posting that immediately online that, in my opinion, as a beauty professional, a licensed esthetician, we used masks to force these serums back into the skin. And I can't even imagine how many teenagers are going to have clogged, oily pores and an acne problem after summer. I am not even going to be surprised. And so, unfortunately, we run out of time, but I have to have you back. And so please tell us how they can get your book and tell us any information you like and how they can contact you.
Well, you mentioned acne, and I wrote a book called Acne Be Gone for Good with one of the top board-certified dermatologists in the country, Dr. Sonia Battarisi Banisel, and she's published in many textbooks. But we've come up with what I call the 30-second solution, which helps deal with hormonal imbalances, hormonal acne. And what I want people to know is they can also get a copy, besides Acne Be Gone for Good, on Amazon or our website at by going to nickdelgado.com and then clicking through. But we also have Blood Doesn't Lie, and they can get a link to these books. But I'm really encouraging people to go ahead to nickdelgado.com, and you can play the video. You can fill out what's called a personal eligibility coaching application. You fill in your name, phone number, email, if you will, and answer a few quick questions. And then it's submitted to us immediately. It texts our phone. And by the way, be sure to include your phone number there, because when it gets text, we'll be able to text you back, which is a more efficient way than just email. Email's valued, but we really appreciate if you send the phone. And then we can guide you with a budget as little as, you know, whatever you can afford to get on a program, or even we can direct you to some of our free services. But we have client testimonials. We have everything you need to apply for the coaching. And I'm excited to share this with your audience, because, you know, I've been doing this for 43 years, and to see the people who have reduced weight, increased energy, achieved their ideal hormonal balance, cleared up their skin. We've helped over 50,000 young people clear up their skin based on our new book, Acne Be Gone for Good. And we want to spread the love. And, you know, I, like Sean Stevenson, agree when I wrote my book, Mastering Love, Sex, and Intimacy, building up the immune system, love and intimacy is part of a strong, healthy immune system. And, of course, you would be remiss if you didn't get my book, Simply Healthy Cookbook. So I've rattled off a few cool books. If they tell me they heard it on your show and drop me a note, we'll send them a bottle of DNA Protector designed specifically to deal with those cell towers going up with the Cinco, you know, and with the G after it. So those things we think are causing massive harm to the immune system. And they wanted to quietly slip them in country by country, region by region. And so when people get sick, they didn't want you to be alarmed. They are going to blame it on some virus, when in reality, those viruses are already existent in healthy people based on that study of 8,000 people when they did the proper sequencing, gene sequencing, not the false positive polymerase chain reaction test. Now, we do an antibody test for that testing, and it's good because it shows if you've, you know, developed and had a, say, virus of some type. But it really is less important than the steps, the five steps in summary. And if you go to nickdelgado.com, we'll give you all the steps, and that is quality nutrition. We want to fortify the body. We want to detoxify the body. We want to make sure you get quality sleep. And last but probably not least, love and the power of the mind. Those five steps will generally help a person to look better, feel better, basically burn fat, get in shape, have healthy skin, and live a longer, better quality life. So go to nickdelgado.com and everything's available.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nick Delgado. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I always learn so much, and so does the audience. God bless you. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for having me on your show, Rose. It's a pleasure. You're doing
a great job.
Keep it up. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And Dr. Nick Delgado has left the building, and I have to leave the building too. And so it was a wealth of information, and please contact him and protect yourself and your family, because you're not going to be able to get this information if we don't stay healthy and we don't fight back against legal abuse and against injustices and against being silenced by corporations, CEOs. Just because they have a lot of money does not mean they have the power to silence those who are loyal, patriotic, who will fight back for freedom, liberty, and rights. And that's you, because you're listening today. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.